Ours was the marsh country, down by the river, within as the river wound 20 miles of the sea. So here we are. He says, I found out for certain this bleak place overgrown with nettles was the churchyard, and that Philip Pirrip, late of this parish, and also Georgiana, wife of the above, were dead and buried, and that Alexander, Bartholomew, Abraham, Tobias and Roger, infant children of the aforesaid, were also dead and buried, and that the dark flat wilderness beyond the churchyard intersected with dikes and mounds and gates with scattered cattle feeding on it was the marshes, and that the low leaden line beyond was the river, and that the distant savage lair from which the wind was rushing was the sea, and that the small bundle of shivers, growing afraid of it all and beginning to cry, was Pip. And the first thing Madwitch says is, hold your noise.
What did he say?
Hold your noise. Oh. Keep still, you little devil, or I'll cut your throat. It's a very violent book. Cried a terrible voice as a man started up from among the graves at the side of the church porch.
Break it up.
Yeah. Don't cut my throat, sir. I pointed to where our village lay on the flat inshore among the alder trees and pollards, a mile or more from the church. Well, that would be it, wouldn't it? Yeah. I was seated on a high tombstone, trembling, while he ate the bread ravenously. He might have popped him on here, as it were.
Mm.
See, but
he wasn't making it. He's brilliant.
I think he was. Disappointed. It's not quite right. It doesn't feel quite right to me. I think he was taken with that.
Yes. And then made the layout up.
And then he. Yeah, or then he just transposed it. He just liked that image. And then he took it with him. Bloody fiction writers. Really annoying.